Welcome back to Wisconsin Rapids and the Dock Spiders pregame show as we enter the final 6 days of the regular season. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javon Blake, joined by one of the newest and one of the youngest Dock Spiders, Jake Grossman. Jake, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
What's it been like last couple of days in the Northwoods League as a kid who just graduated high school a couple weeks ago?
It's surreal. Honestly, getting this opportunity has been incredible and being able to take advantage of it. The guys, I mean, this is some of the best baseball I've ever played. Everyone's so professional. Obviously, a big step up from high school, but I feel like I've been able to find my stride and fit in.
What's the step been like for you going from high school, where you only play a couple of days a week, to the Northwoods League, where you're now playing day in and day out?
It's definitely different, you know, every day. I love it, though. I mean, I'm never going to complain about playing more and more baseball. I love it. It's amazing. I mean, I love the road trips with the guys. They're so fun. The games, the competition, everyone's in it, and it's truly amazing.
How much of a whirlwind has this last month plus been for you? You graduate high school, you finish up your high school baseball season. Now you're in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, playing summer ball.
It's been different, yeah. From SoCal to Wisconsin, you know, a little change of scenery over there, but it's been amazing.
You graduated from an incredibly good high school baseball program at Harvard-Westlake. What was it like to be a part of such a good high school baseball program at Harvard-Westlake?
I mean, the guys I played with, the people that have taught me how to play baseball and how to continue to improve my game, I've gotten amazing opportunities, and they've really taught me things that I'm confident I wouldn't have been able to get in many other places. And being part of the program, seeing the guys, having the guys come through, I mean, having catching big leaguers my freshman and sophomore year, like, it's amazing.
Yeah, what was that like? Freshman and sophomore year, you're out catching guys who are in the bigs.
It was crazy. I remember, like, the first time my coach was like, Jake, can you catch a pen? And I was like, of course. And I turned the corner, and Jack Flaherty's standing there. I'm like, all right.
How crazy was that?
It was awesome. I mean, it just experiences like that, like, just making it worth it. I mean, I would have never thought when I started catching that a couple few years later I'd be catching some of the top guys in the game, and getting those opportunities helped me just fine-tune my craft and really gave me the encouragement to continue.
So for the majority of baseball who has not caught a Jack Flaherty bullpen, what is it like catching a Jack Flaherty bullpen?
It's incredible. I mean, you put your glove where you want it, he finds it, and he just tells you what to do. You do it, and the ball hits your glove.
What's it also been like here at the Dock Spiders, walking into the clubhouse with you, a guy who just graduated high school, and a lot of guys who have played a long time in college, like Chad Herrera, who's entering his fifth year of college baseball, and guys from Ole Miss, Oregon, UCLA, and a lot of blue chip Power 5 programs?
I'm not going to lie, I was a little nervous walking in, being the youngest guy, less experienced than everyone else, but they welcomed me with open arms. I found, like, I caught my stride. They've all helped me. They've given me tips. They've, like, pointed me in the right direction and, like, giving me the room to kind of grow into it. And I feel comfortable and I feel right with them.
What's maybe the biggest piece of advice you've gotten over the last couple of weeks from them?
I feel like Chad says it every day. Just every opportunity he gets to play baseball is his favorite moment of the day. And he's totally right. I mean, playing baseball, the game we love, every day, like, there's nothing you would want to trade this for.
What's it been like with Chad? You guys live together with the host family, and it seems like you guys live at the ballpark with how often you're there. What's the friendship been like with Chad last couple weeks?
We clicked right away. Like, right when I walked in the clubhouse, I recognized him, and we started talking, and the conversation. We both love baseball, so it makes conversation about baseball pretty easy, and he's a really nice guy. Love him.
What's it been like learning from him as a guy who's played 4 years already of college baseball?
Yeah, the experiences he's given me, just, like, little things that, like, I would never think of, like, stuff that just, like, the intangibles that he just knows because he's been through it, and not being gone through it yet, I can learn from him, which is amazing.
What's the biggest intangible that stuck with him?
Just the commitment he has to it. Like, I mean, I felt like I've put in a lot in time, and I mean, he has 4 years on me and put in 4 years more worth of time, and just, like, the continuous grind, just pushing every day to get a little better.
You're going to William & Mary in the fall. You're moving from California to Virginia.
Yeah.
How'd you end up at William & Mary?
It's the school that I fell in love with when I was learning about schools. So as soon as the opportunity presented itself, I jumped right on it. It's an amazing school, amazing coaching staff. It's in a good conference. There's lots of really good players around me. I was excited to go in and get better.
What's the part you're most excited about?
I'm excited to meet the teammates. Teammates have always been an amazing thing. And from what I've interacted with a few of the guys, they all seem like amazing guys. I'm excited to get out there and get competing with them and win some games.
You're also a guy who is going to college for the first time, which is some things that 18-year-olds have to worry about without also playing baseball.
Yeah.
What's it like getting ready to move into college, get ready to start a new chapter of your life while also playing baseball every day?
It's exciting. I mean, obviously college baseball is the dream, and college, obviously a big step, moving away from home, kind of being individual, but I'm excited to take on the challenge and just kind of, like, find myself and get ready to go.
outside of playing baseball at William Mary, what's the best thing you're looking forward to in Virginia in the fall?
Oof. That's a tough one. I mean, the teachers I've interacted with, a few of them, the classes I'm taking, I'm just super excited. It's an amazing learning experience in the classes. Great professors, really interesting topics. I'm excited to kind of like expand my horizons outside of like the high school curriculum.
Well, Jake, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
This has been today's pregame interview. The Knox Spiders take on the Rafters at 6:35. We're back after this.